Sonoma County's skies are rife with wildlife, from tiny hummingbirds to soaring hawks, eagles, and yes, turkey vultures. But how many are local natives, and how many are just passing through? That's a question the Madrone Audubon Society is out to answer through their current Breeding Bird Atlas project.
We are covering the entire Sonoma County, trying to verify every species of bird that is breeding in the county. The whole county is split up into 3-mile-square blocks. Different volunteers go out through the season over 5 years and try to find all the breeding birds they can in each one of those blocks.
Gordon Beebe is president of the local Audubon Society chapter. He says it isn't always easy to be sure which birds are breeding locally.
Say you see a pair of birds mating. Oh, well, clearly they're breeding here. Actually, that turns out to be not quite true, because when birds are migrating, a lot of species will actually breed before they get to their summer grounds where they nest. And so with ducks especially, we may see them mating, but then they leave the county and they lay their eggs somewhere farther north.
That's one reason why sightings for the Atlas are ranked in one of three categories, adds Tiffany Erickson, Madrone Audubon's vice president.
You can have a possible, a probable, or then move to confirmed, and each has its own set of criteria. The goal is to get to confirmed, of course, but we do also census the other two categories to get a big picture of what's going on.
The prior Sonoma County Breeding Bird Atlas was compiled in the late 1980s and published in 1995. It listed 159 confirmed species. The current count has found 158, though they're not all the same ones as before. For one thing, Erickson says, they're finding more large raptors.
We've documented 4 breeding pairs of bald eagles now, where there were none in the first atlas. Peregrine falcons are another great example. They're definitely on the increase.
Work on the updated atlas has been underway for 4 years now, with up to 124 volunteers combing the countryside. Now they're hoping to wrap things up at the end of the breeding season that is just now getting underway.
The locals don't have to go anywhere, so they can set up shop pretty early. And then the migrants that come back from other areas will follow behind that. And it usually winds up by July. Sometimes August and September, you get some resident birds that can have more than one brood per year of young.
The lingering unknown this year is how many of the so far inaccessible 3-square-mile areas they will be able to visit and include.
A lot of the areas are to the north and west of the Russian River. So it's the part of the county that is less accessible to the west of Lake Sonoma. And either side of Skag Springs Road, there's very limited access.
Some of the harder birds to see do like the more remote areas. Hawks and owls and other raptors particularly. People may know of that and could help us with that.
When the fieldwork is completed, the birders will turn to the writing and publishing stage of their project, which may take another couple of years. The final atlas will be made available online and possibly in book form as well. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.